Let's listen in on our postgame highlights brought to you by Alaska Airlines, offering the most West Coast flights. And the question early on was, would the pilots have the same intensity that they showed in the first half against Gonzaga Thursday night? And it was Tahiro Diabate that got him started early. Adams, another rebound for the pilots. They want to run. Malcolm in the corner, drives baseline all the way to the rack, off the glass, no good. Diabate holding off low, off the glass, put back up and in. 6-3 early on, and that spurred a quick pilot run. Malcolm Porter getting into the act. So Portland with a five-point lead in the ball, 14:30 to go here in the opening half. Pump fake from Taki into the lane, kicks it wide open, three in the left corner from Malcolm, and he drilled it. 11-3 at that point. San Francisco would need to talk it over, but they would slowly chip away at it, getting back into it. Malcolm Porter staying active on the offensive glass. Tryon will try three on the left wing. That one's short. Farabee runs down the rebound in the far corner. Portland will get a second crack at it. Ferentzen swing at Malcolm. Drive on the baseline. He will lay it up and in. Tied at 19. From there, the Pilots would look to the bench for some inspiration. LeVar Harewood providing plenty of it. Quincy. Working the left side of the floor, skips it far corner. Harewood rising up for three, got it. Great catch and shoot from LeVar Harewood. And the Pilots are looking for some offense to replace Isaiah White. They would get some more offense from the backup point guard, Quincy Farabee, to finish the first half. Khalil Shabazz trying to get close enough to start a count. Not yet. High screen from Akuba. Now Farabee behind his back, gets into the lane, fade away, off the glass and good. Quincy Farabee, another nice mid-range jumper. And that would give the Pilots a six-point lead at the half. However, Jimbo Lowell came out for San Francisco, scored the first seven to give San Francisco the lead back. Thea Akuba then made his contribution in the second half. Trying to hit JoJo, nothing do it. Now Chase comes to get it with 11 to shoot. Gets into the paint, goes around through the backside. JoJo, jab step, gets into the lane. Contact off the glass, no good. Akuba right back up. Good work by Theo on the weak side for the putback. It would go back and forth for the next few minutes. Pilots waiting for somebody to take command at the offensive end. They turned to the junior, JoJo Walker. 38-36, Dons by two. Ferentzen comes right to Farabee, trying to get along the baseline. Far corner, JoJo's open for three and drilled it.
Great driving kick.
Good find by Farabee. 39-38 at that point. The Pilots would start to crank things up on the defensive end, fueling the offense.
Rutino on the baseline, comes through, finds Jurgen, blocked by Theo Akuba. JoJo Walker on the run, leave it for Farabee. Yes! Lays it up and in.
48-42, Portland keeping San Francisco at bay with the three ball. Ferentzen found an extended left. On top, JoJo. Back to Tryon. Now Farabee, 10 to shoot. Quincy draws two, leaves it. Taki open three on the right wing, buried it.
Big shot.
55-49, and from there, the defense cranked up. Building a lead. San Francisco was trying to chase them down for fouls, and Jacob Tryon was the beneficiary. Now JoJo circles up top, takes it. Far side to Malcolm Porter. Tryon's got a man on his back. There's the lob to him. Keeps it up high and lays it in. That's what you want the big men to do. Keep that ball above the shoulders, and the Pilots have their largest lead of the night, 9. They would finish up. JoJo Walker making the Dons pay for the gambling defense. JoJo forward to Tryon. Hands it to JoJo on the far sideline. Gets into the middle of the paint. Splits the defenders. Keeps his dribble. Now all the way to the rim. Reverses it up. Nice drive by JoJo Walker. The lead is 8. From there, it was a free throw shooting contest as the Pilots would make enough down the stretch and close things out. For the victory, 76-65 is the final. Portland now 9-8 on the season.